right. Once again, 5 p.m. on Friday, the happiest of happy hours. Being Friday before the weekend, 5 p.m., time for American Hit Radio and all that. Thanks so much for joining us. Hope you have some time to hang around. If you're a regular, you know that we've been covering the history of Jimi Hendrix for what is now exactly one half of a year, 26 weeks. This will be our last show on Jimmy. Took me a while to make my mind up on that. I could go on. If I were so inclined, I could have continued this Hendrix series for another 24 shows. But I think it would have ruined the spirit of my intent. To be sure, there has been, this is no joke, about 10, maybe 20 times as many Hendrix-based music released after his death than what was released while he was living. And sadly, most of it was exploitative. We've already touched on most of the songs from his first and best posthumous album, Cry of Love. So to go there again would be redundant. So I figured, well, that doesn't make much sense. And then further, to play most of the remaining material would demean our intent on focusing on what we say the show is called on Friday, How Music Changed. And that's what the series title states. And it would also diminish, I think, the gloriously awesome work that Hendrix accomplished in his own time. So to that end, literally, we will close our series with one of Jimi Hendrix's last live performances, maybe adding a few piecemeal bits that can only suggest what might have been if we have some extra time. There are box sets galore and albums galore featuring what Jimmy was up to and the work that he was going to try to complete, that he was working on when he died. The problem with almost all of it is that he didn't complete it. He didn't get to get his final stamp on it. So a lot of that stuff, and the reason I don't want to go there is because, like I said, at that point, with Jimmy gone, his relevance remains with what he had done, not what he could have done. So that's why I'm sticking to this live performance of Jimmy live at the Isle of Wight, performing really just weeks, days before he passed away. It was recorded on August 31st, 1970. The show itself went on for 2 hours. Our show allows me to maybe play about 45 or 50 minutes of music, and that's without much talking. So that's what I'm going to try to do. I'm just going to try to let this run out a little bit. I'll talk a little bit. I'll interrupt here and there, but this is Jimmy's Hour. As I said, the show was live at the Isle of Wight. It was released as, well, it was actually, they made an album of it in 2002. A double album, a double CD release, which was his last live performance in the UK on August 31st. And it was literally 3 weeks before his death. So we'll start with the opening, with the intro of God Save the Queen, and we'll let that segue into Message of Love and a reasonably long version of Voodoo Child. Why not? We'll let that go. See you in a bit.
A bit more volume on this one, Charlie. It's gonna need it. Let's have a welcome for Billy Cox on bass. Mitch Mitchell on drums. And the man with the guitar, Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah! Thank you very much for showing up, man. Y'all are really beautiful and out of sight. And thanks for waiting. It has been a long time, hasn't it? That does mean peace, not this. It's so good to be back in England. We'd like to start off with a thing that everybody knows out there. You can join and start singing. Matter of fact, it sounds better if you stand up for your country and your beliefs and start singing. If you don't, fuck it. Songs, man. Damn, man. We're just trying to get some other things together. I just woke up about 2 minutes ago. We was recording some little things, but I don't think, I don't know. I think we play something a little more familiar. Because I ain't came yet myself. I don't know about you, but I ain't came yet. There, I came. Thank you very much. Good night.
Trouble on the speed of a reborn.
just going to take a time to get into it because we're having a little difficulty.
Man, you hear that crowd? It's amazing. It was 1.5 years before Jimmy performed it, since Jimmy had performed in England. So he was actually worried that the crowd wouldn't like him. He was saying things. He's like, listen, man, I'm black and I just fired a white guy, my bass player. And I haven't been, I've been essentially ignoring England for 1.5 years. They're not going to be happy to see me. He was quite wrong. He didn't go out on stage. I mean, the date was August 30th for the show. Jimmy went out, though, well after midnight. So he was actually playing on August 31st. And there were 600,000 people still there waiting for him. Over 500,000 people, by far the biggest crowd that he ever played in his entire life. Woodstock wasn't even close because 90% of the crowd had left already by the time he played at Woodstock. Here, everybody was like waiting for him. So anyway, I'm going to play the next track live. The live version was actually 22 minutes. I found an edited version of it, so I'm going to go there. It's still a relatively long version of Machine Gun, and we'll segue that into Dolly Dagger, one of the new songs that was going to be on his album, upcoming album called New Rising Sun. Thank you. WHPC, WHPC HD, Garden City, New York. We'll be right back.
try another song now. It's called Dolly Dagger. And it's one of the things that we try to put on a new LP. We got 1, 2, 3.
Dolly Dagger, the love so heavy, thought I'd make you stagger. Dolly Dagger, she takes the blood from a jagged end. We'll be right back.
Well, we're listening to Jimi Hendrix with his band live at the Isle of Wight on August 31st, technically August 31st, since he came out at around 2 in the morning, 1970, playing some songs like Dolly Dagger, which you just heard, and a couple of others that were meant to be released on his upcoming album. This was his last full show performance, his last performance in England, and Jimmy would be dead within less than 3 weeks after this show was done, unfortunately. I hate to say it. I won't get into the details of that. I'll just leave you with the next two songs to end our series. In back of me right now is a version of Red House, and that's going to segue into a song which was going to be the title track of his upcoming double album that he would have released had he lived, called New Rising Sun. Hope you enjoyed the series, folks. I sure enjoyed every second of it. I learned a lot about Jimmy myself. See you with a brand new series next week. We're going to go way back. Hope you get used to that one. See you then. Thank you.
land.